thing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to My Wife, She Loves That Reprise Cast, a podcast where we're just tying up all the loose ends. I'm Ashley.
True.
And I'm here with your friend and mine, Molly.
Hey, hi, it's me, Molly. Got Luke with us.
If you had done that last week, I would have been like, okay, it's been a few weeks, you're sort of out of the groove, but like, we did this already.
I know, yeah.
True. We're back in it.
You know, it's just, these things happen.
Sure.
You know, what can you do?
I feel like sometimes people like pop in on that and like they have little bits they want to do.
True.
Not sometimes, really.
I've never done a little bit, but
I save my little bit for when Molly calls on me.
That's true. Well, Luke, what'd you do this week?
What did I do this week?
Are you free from rebirth hell yet?
God, no.
Jesus Christ.
I'm still plunking away at it. It's so
fucking
long.
A.
I am full on tunnel visioning the main plot.
Yeah.
There are like three entire open world zones that I have just said, like, nope, not today, not going out there. Just going from spot to spot, and I'm still, I'm at like 50 some hours. I can like see the end. I think the last chapter is chapter 15, and I'm in chapter, I want to say 12.
Okay.
So, you know, I can see it ending.
Yeah, you can imagine it ending.
I really thought I'd finish it this weekend.
I thought you would too. I didn't realize it was like that.
Yeah, I they have so much money.
Yeah, that is true.
I think they had too much money.
I think they had too much money. Neither of you play the original one, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I played and I got into the town, and then I had to slow walk for so long that I turned the game off.
Oh, wait, no, I meant like the PlayStation game, not the first remake.
Oh, I got to, I think it was Cosmo Canyon, and I stopped.
Okay, yeah. I got to Cosmo Canyon a couple days ago.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
I think this game ends at the end of, the scary part is I think this game ends at the end of disc one of the original game.
Yeah, sure does.
But also, disc three is like nothing, so.
You say that now, but I'm sure that they will be able to.
They could. My memory is that disc three is basically just the last dungeon and like the post-game content, but, you know.
I believe that's true.
Yeah. So in the original game, so Molly, you did the gold saucer. You had like the Ferris wheel thing, right?
I don't remember.
That's fair. There is a part where you go to a place called the Gold Saucer. It's an amusement park, and you go on like a date night with whichever girl in the party that you have like the most affection with. There's like a secret like affection system that I don't even actually know what affects it in the original game. It's completely like obscured from the player, but it decides which character you do the Ferris wheel ride with. And you just have like, oh, here's cute little date night with the polygonal girl you're into, or Barrett if you are bad at any
you're
of
bad
the girls.
Girls. Yeah.
But you know what? Barrett's cool, so that's fine.
Yeah.
That is what I just finished up before getting on this call, and I think it's really like illustrative of just how they had too much money, because instead of Aerith saying, hey, wanna go ride a Ferris wheel and have like a little chat, that does happen, but first she has to take you to the theater to see a play, but instead of it being a play, you sit in a seat and watch. Cloud puts on some VR goggles, which sucks him into the play, and it has this whole, like,
immersive theater.
Yeah, immersive theater, like, epic, like, show, like, everyone's talking Shakespearean all of a sudden. I suspect it's a bunch of references to some really old Final Fantasy that I don't know. But, like, Aerith is in, like, the love interest position, and I assume they must have animated and recorded this for every girl in the game. And like, she sings a whole fucking song on the stage. There's like a dance number. There's a lyricless dance number with a bunch of backup dancers. And then Aerith sings an entire ass song. And I'm just like, what? What's going on, guys?
So, the one thing about Rebirth that I know.
Yeah.
Well, I know many things because I listened to the Abnormal Mapping episode about it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that till I finish, but yeah.
Then maybe I'll just let you, you know, get there.
I know talk there's a lot later, of musical like, numbers because I've seen a lot of musical numbers.
Yeah, okay, so the thing
like,
they
I've
said...
I've seen Jackson say they need to just make a musical Final Fantasy, and I'm with them. That would be good.
Right, that's what that was like the end. Like, if they were going to do this, they should have just gone all the way and, you know, not been cowards about it. Just make it a fucking musical if you wanted to make a musical so bad.
Yeah. I mean, there's not, you know, there's maybe, I'm going to say, 4 musical numbers across 50 hours of game, which is a higher quotient than most games, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. Had to fucking play as Kate Sith for, like, 4 fucking hours last night.
Yeah.
Because his whole thing... His whole thing is he just rolls dice, and whatever the dice come up, that's what happens. You know what's a fun way to fight sort of difficult enemies? Is chance. Random chance.
Yeah.
Especially when the enemy was like, if you do a bunch of physical damage to it, it becomes immune and you can only hit it with magic, and vice versa. Okay, great. I don't have all that much control over which one I can do at any given moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about it, too, is like, I'm mostly having fun with it. I enjoy it. It's just so long, and there's so many other things I also want to do.
Right.
Like, if this was last year when I really wasn't seeing any games that really hooked me, I'd be all about this. I'd be like, hell yeah. Like, I will kick back and play this for 150 hours. Why not? But, you know.
There's other video games.
Dragon's Dogma's out there.
It's out there. It's waiting for you.
Anyway, I hope I beat it soon.
Me too.
I hope that for you.
Yeah. I am also playing all the Queen's Blood side quests still, because they did just put a whole season of Yu-Gi-Oh! Into this as a side thing.
True, I did hear that, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it starts off very much just like fucking Gwent or whatever, like, hey, there's just people in each town that you can play this card game minigame with. It's just like sort of, you know, a fun side thing to do.
They do these in many Final Fantasies.
Yeah. Triple Triad, whatever. And then when you beat, like, your 5th opponent, all of a sudden you get a hallucination of the creator of the game beckoning you into, like, a dark quest that you have to do for them.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
That sounds right.
Huh? I kind of got a lot going on already with, like, this whole Sephiroth situation. I don't know if I got time to... I mean, okay.
I super do not have time for this.
Right.
Like, I really don't, and yet... Here we are.
And yet, here we are. Anyway, yeah, that's pretty much what I did. What movie did me and Chelsea watch the other night? Fuck, I don't remember.
Well, if you updated your letterbox, I would be able to tell.
All right. I don't need this.
Damn.
I was just providing a solution.
Harsh.
God, it was a Chelsea pick. What the fuck was it? Oh, it was Jaws! Right, because I'd never seen Jaws.
Fucking cinema.
Oh, yeah, Jaws, great movie.
Hey, pretty good. I think that Spielberg kid might know a thing or two about movie making.
That movie kicks ass.
You guys know it was made by the director of like that one kind of weird Columbo episode?
Yeah, the first one, yeah. Or like the kind of first one.
Oh, right, he did the... No, I was thinking of the one where they were making fun of him with the boy genius. Right, he didn't direct that one.
No, he didn't do...
No, they just made fun of him a little bit. You know, a little razzing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the one about the guy who writes detective novels.
Yeah.
Luke, do you see where I'm coming from when I said that movie's fucking gay?
Yeah, I feel like it kind of goes away in the second half, but yes.
It's fucking gay, dude.
When he shows up with a bottle of wine to talk about sharks.
And just ignores the man's wife.
That scene especially.
Yeah.
It's like, there's something happening here.
pretty cool when he lays down on the mast when the boat's sinking to, like, line up his rifle shot.
Oh, yeah, that shit's sick.
When he's got, like, 6 inches of boat left.
Yeah.
It, yeah, like, that... The thing that shocked me the first time I saw that movie is how hard it just goes for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they kill that fucking kid!
Yeah!
Yeah.
My immediate reaction to that was like, they just wouldn't let you do that in a movie today. They'd be like, no, that'll scare off audiences. We'll get accused of, like, being in bad taste. You can't just murder a child basically on screen.
Like, because I've seen, like, other people watch it, and they're like, you know, they're... It's such a great scene because they are, like, going all the way around of, like, and you're like, oh, like, it. Every time the camera focuses on someone, you're like, well, it must be that person who's going to get eaten. Well, then it could be that person.
Right, right.
When the dog gets eaten, everyone's like, all right, that must be it. And then the kid immediately gets fucking done.
Right, yeah.
And then, the mom coming out, oh, so fucking...
Here's a controversial opinion, because I feel, you know, famously everyone's always ragging on this mayor for not shutting the town down. I think it gets there. He's a piece of shit. After that first shark attack, though, right at the beginning, I'm with him. It's one shark attack. Maybe shut that beach down for the day. But that's it, really.
You're probably right. But I'm hearing, like, this, and I'm like, you're fucking insane.
You're gonna get some shark attacks now and then. That's just a hazard of being on the beach.
That's probably true.
Yes.
Now, once the second one happens, and it's, like, just pure, like, once the shark turns into a, like, slasher villain, yeah, okay, we gotta shut this whole thing down. Yeah, we gotta
shut down the beach. Well, so, there was already a shark victim, though.
Before the girl?
Well, there's the girl, and then... The kid.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying once the girl dies, everyone's like
okay.
The sheriff is running out to get signs to close at the beaches. I'm like, okay, relax, relax. That's a little hasty.
I thought you meant after the kid dies.
No, once the kid dies, I'm more like, yeah, no, we gotta figure this shit out.
We gotta, it takes him like five more people.
Yeah. Well, it's also like, I feel like if you close the beaches down for a day, that shark's gonna get bored and look somewhere else for food.
Yeah, it's also the funniest thing about the Jaws sequels is that, like, it becomes like revenge, but with the shark.
Right, the shark wants revenge. Yeah.
Yes.
It is, like, I know, like, a famous movie fact about that is that, like, the shark animatronic looked really shitty, so they had to shoot around it a lot. It does look comedic every time it actually surfaces and is just, like, waggling around on the edge of the boat. Like, hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah, it's really funny. And, like, it's one of the few things where the ride animatronic is probably around the same level.
Right. But, yeah, good movie.
Yeah, fucking Jaws, dude.
Joss. What if it was, instead of J-A-W-S, it was J-O-S-S?
Well.
And that was just the shark's name.
Gets killed on 24 within 2 seconds.
I have not been, you know, but I've mostly been working. I did watch the first two episodes of that Fallout show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the first 4 episodes of that Fallout show.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fun.
It's a good time.
I have not watched anything but, like, a couple of the teases they've put out. You know, I've seen Walton Goggins in ghoul makeup. The main thing... The takeaway I had from, like, you know, the maybe minute-long clip I watched was, like, I have never seen a show more obviously framed for TikTok where, like, they're only using the middle third of that screen.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And that might have just been that clip. That might not be the whole show, but...
I think there are some bits of it, of the show, that look good.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, like, I remember when I said, like, that first clip was the only thing I'd seen of, like, the mech, you know, the Brotherhood of Steel suit.
Yeah.
Landing, and everyone was like, this looks like a, like, bad fan film.
Right.
I don't think it is that bad, but it... it looks around like modern television.
Sure. Which, hey, yeah. it is modern television.
Yeah, it is TV. It's a TV show. Yeah. I'm having a good time with it. They got Walton Goggins on that show. I'm not sure if you know, but they got Walton Goggins on that show.
I've heard that, yeah.
That's pretty much the reason I watched it.
I laughed for a long time at that Buchanan tweet. They call him Walton Goggins because you walt on into the theater and put your Goggins on to watch him.
That's right. he's great in that. I think everybody, like, it's just a fun show. They got Kyle MacLachlan in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's, okay. He's there.
And then he's gone.
But no,
the impression I got was he's like the Liam Neeson character from Fallout 3.
That's correct. Yes, they did. Okay. They did hire him to do exactly that. Listen, Luke, there's no original plots in this show. Okay. It is just, each of the subplots is just one Fallout game happening.
I see.
And like, that's fine.
Sure.
Pretty fun, you know, but it's not life altering. It's just like capital F fun, you know?
Right, right, right.
And I'm having a good time.
Sure.
Goggins was killing guys with video game guns.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was using vats.
Vats on those guys.
There's absolutely going to be a vat sequence before the end of that show, right?
There hasn't been so far.
Yeah, well, they got to save it.
I don't think so.
I think there's going to be one shot where it zooms in on a guy in freeze frames.
If they did, I think I'd hate it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, they have had, like, follow the bullet kind of stuff.
Sure.
But no, like, I'm lining up this shot with my targeting computer.
Right.
What they need to do is do a, like, slow motion bit where it shows you firing, but there's something... Like a character firing the gun, but there's something horrible behind them.
Right? Yes. Also, there's just a bunch of random people from Justified in it, which was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, that show went on for a while, so it had a lot of people on it. But every time I see, like, a villain from one of the seasons, I'm like, hey!
Right.
Yeah. The main lady, Lucy, I don't know what her actress is named.
I think Ella Purnell, because I looked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ella Purnell.
She's got the biggest eyes.
Yes, she does.
They were like, we want a wide-eyed innocent. And they were like, got it.
Yeah.
Wide eyes. And so, because of that, I downloaded Fallout 76.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, hey, this is free with Game Pass.
Sure.
Sure.
I want to see what's up with it.
Well, what's up with it?
It's fine. But that's kind of my view of Fallout as a whole, really.
Yeah, me too.
It's mostly a time waster, yeah.
I like New Vegas, but like not as much as the people that like New Vegas like New Vegas. And every other Fallout I've tried, I've been like, no thanks.
Yeah, I eventually have had fun with, like, Fallout 4 and Fallout 3.
Yeah.
The problem I've encountered so far with Fallout 76 is that I can't mod encumbrance away, so...
Yeah, you're going to have to play the video game.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. That is a problem.
I don't usually mod out encumbrance. Usually I'm just like, whatever, I'll let it rock.
Right.
I am a person who picks up everything.
Yeah, I just like start thinking way too hard about what the value to weight ratio is, you know? And then I'm like, well, I'm not picking up. I mean, I'm obviously picking up those cigarettes. It's an incredible value for such a low weight.
I tend to go through the same loop every time I play a Bethesda game. I'm like, well, they wouldn't let me pick it up if there wasn't a reason to pick it up.
No,
there's no reason to pick
would.
This shit up. What? Now I'm just mad that they even gave me the option. Fuck this.
Well, in Fallout 4, they give you stuff to do with it, but in the other games, no.
Doesn't 3 have, like, the stuff cannon or whatever where you can just shoot random shit out of it?
Yeah, but I just don't think that counts.
Sure.
Yeah, they do have that in the show.
Yeah, somebody does have a random stuff cannon.
Oh, right, because 4 is the base building, that's what you mean.
Yes. You can, like, break down everything in the game into, like, base materials and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, they have that in 76.
That makes sense.
I don't think they put that in Arfi, though.
I'm surprised by that.
Can you break down everything in Arfi like that?
Not everything, but you can build, like,
well, I know you can build bases. I mean, I know that.
But not the breakdown, no.
Okay. Well. Yeah.
I also, they just released the, like, final patch for Grounded.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some new Game Plus stuff on that, and so I loaded that up to do it, but I have to defeat one more boss that they just added.
Fucked up. The new Game Plus fence guy.
It's the fucking, it's the Wasp Queen, which is just a bad thing and bad name.
Yeah, that's not great. Right, don't care for that. I'm not going to play that video game because I don't want to talk to that many bugs.
We don't really talk to the bugs.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know.
With my fist.
Yeah. Although they did just add Ant Queens, and you can give things to the Ant Queens so that they will become friendly with you. And that entire hive will become friendly with you.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't... but you could also fight them, and then stuff happens.
Right, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, other than that, nothing really. Molly?
I started playing Stardew Valley again.
You did?
I did.
It's the co-op.
Yeah, Lexi and I started a farm co-op with the... Because they released that 1.6 patch.
Right. Dogs that has a bunch of stuff now. In it.
Yes. Listen, more hats. The hats are better. And there's like a bazillion... If you look at the patch notes, it's like it's a staggering amount of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I haven't really played Stardew Valley since probably like 1.1.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot to dig into.
Yeah.
So I did start like a solo game too, because I was like, well, I'm gonna want to play this. I know this about me.
You don't want it to be where it's like, if I have to if I want to play this, it has to be with Lexi.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because like one, the farm is on her computer, so like I don't have access to it unless she, you know, puts it up.
Right.
Yeah.
But two, like, listen, it's a co-op game. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play it myself. It's just not nice.
Right.
I bought Balatro and I have not loaded it.
I've played a little Balatro.
I bought it. You know, and I've looked at it and I have not played it.
I beat it on like my third run. I'm like, why is everyone talking about this game? Like, it's hard. Easy.
Yeah.
Now, I've only won, like, two more times after that, but, right. You know.
We don't have to talk about that.
We don't have to talk about all the failures.
No.
Yeah.
No, you got there fast, and that's what matters.
I built a deck where I won doing playing nothing but two pairs over and over.
That's pretty fun.
Beat the whole fucking game that way.
It seems like a fun game, you know?
It's cool.
I just haven't started it yet.
Yeah.
Eventually, because I'm scared I'm just going to play it forever. That's the thing.
It is pretty easy to be like, okay, one more run. Let's go. This is a good one. And, like, if you have a good run going, it's, like, an hour.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, one fear.
Yeah.
And then I watched the Fallout show. I played Stardew Valley. I need to edit podcast this weekend.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I did. Listen.
No, I only say that because I was like, oh, I need to ask Molly about how that's coming. Oh, I'll talk to her about it during DR. So yep. I'm glad you brought it up first.
Oh, no, it's in my brain. I'll be doing it on Friday. Don't you worry.
Sure.
Yeah. But yes, I am aware of my deadline. Yeah. But that's pretty much it. I didn't do a ton this week. I've, you know, been getting back to work and cleaning a little bit in the apartment because they might inspect soon. Who knows?
Mm. Yeah, that's the big thing we've been doing is, like, we're married now. We can't live like this anymore.
Yeah.
We need to clean.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling.
Yeah. Chelsea like, especially been doing a lot of cleaning, and I've been doing a lot of, like, I'll help.
Yeah. Columbo?
Columbo?
Columbo!
Y'all, they forgot to fucking season this one. They forgot to put any sauce on it.
Oh, I think that's a little harsh.
They put none sauce on this episode.
I don't know about that. It's not an all-timer, but I'm
pretty
sure they didn't put any sauce
on this one.
I'm pretty content with this one, other than, like, literally the last, like, 2 minutes.
Oh, you mean the part where the episode doesn't make any fucking sense anymore?
It makes sense. I understand it.
I get it. But that's not what I'm here for. it's not what I'm interested in.
Could have been a stronger ending.
You had him on real evidence, Columbo.
He needed motive.
He did need motive.
I mean, he needed motive, but the motive is stupid. So...
You're disrespecting the culture of bullfighting.
I am. Sorry, bullfighting. This is just the most, like, you know, masculine, you know, bullshit in the world.
I mean, yes.
When he's like, Ricardo Montalban is like, oh, but like, Columbo's like, eh, I don't know about this bullfighting stuff. And he's like, oh, but you, I bet you go see boxing.
Right.
Right.
And I'm like, well, both those guys agreed to that.
And, like, right. No one's trying to kill anything in boxing.
Yeah, these guys are just kind of hitting each other
sometimes, and like, hey, maybe that's a conversation, but it's not a blood sport.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on the other hand, you know, he brings up hunting, which I do feel like is a more fair, you know.
Yes, no, that's absolutely a fair point, but Columbo would never go hunting. There's too many guns.
That's true. That's true. Like, that argument... would work on someone, but it really doesn't apply to Columbo specifically.
Does not apply to Columbo. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't think, I think the performances are good.
Yeah.
I just think it's boring.
I just think this episode is fine. I don't think it's an all-timer. I don't think it's bad. I think it's like, hey, that was kind of just a middle-of-the-road Columbo.
I'm not saying it's dog shit. I'm just saying they didn't put any seasoning on it.
Sure.
Which is weird.
It's a very bland episode.
I thought there was a little bit of heat in there, just a little bit.
I always like when they give Columbo a sidekick.
Yes.
I mean, they kind of do. This,
he's just got a buddy who's just he's got to teach him how to Columb.
He's got a buddy who's blackmailing him into doing his job.
Well, yes.
Yeah, because like, when I put up the question post, someone was like, how the fuck is Columbo doing, stuff in Mexico? Like, he has no jurisdiction there. And he's like,
right.
Yep, it's just because someone else wants him to.
Yeah, that's what Columbo wants to know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, like, so there are several times where people go, like, oh, aren't you, like, don't you have no jurisdiction? Columbo's like, yep.
Yep.
Don't know why I'm here. But yeah, this is, our killer for this one is Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah. I was talking about, this episode with Fabi a little bit, because she's into it just because, like, it's shot in Mexico, and I guess every actor in here was, like, a megastar in Mexico.
Yes. Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Yeah. We also covered, you just said his name and I've already lost it, Ashley, but the killer.
Ricardo Montalban.
He's been in something we've covered on this show before.
Was it a Spy Kids?
He's the grandpa in Spy Kids 3D Game Over.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Crushed it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I knew he was familiar, but I could not place him until you said that we covered it here.
Well, that's because you're not seeing him in a badly CGI'd mecha suit.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah.
Although, you know, if they'd done it,
he would have been so scared of that bull. Does he have a mecha suit in that movie, or does he have, like, a mecha wheelchair?
He has a mecha wheelchair.
No, he has a mecha wheelchair.
Oh, no, I think they put him in the suit. No,
it is both.
Okay. Yeah.
He starts off in a wheelchair, and then he gets a power-up that gives him a robot suit.
Right.
And he is best friends with Sylvester Stallone in that movie.
Right? I forgot Sylvester Stallone was in that movie.
Yeah.
He was also the big thing that people from America would know is he was Khan!
Yes.
In Star Trek.
I think the grandpa in Spy Kids 3D Game Over has a bit more cultural relevance
these days,
than Khan.
I think it might, yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
In the year of our Lord 2024? I think so.
I think these days when people think of the iconic character of Khan, they think of Benedict Cumberbatch.
M is going to message me after listening to this episode and stab me to death.
Why you? I said it.
Because they don't message you.
I also want to say that when he was Khan, his titties were out.
Yeah, yes.
Are you going to link me these titties?
Yeah.
It sounded like you were Googling.
Well, yes, I was, but then it was like, this isn't a real image, dumb shit. Ha ha. But yeah, he's also, you know, just been in a ton of Mexican movies. In fact, when he is looking at old footage of him bullfighting, that is just from a...
Oh.
Oh, from a movie he did or something?
He did where he played a bullfighter.
Yeah, hard to recognize him with that hair, honestly.
Yeah. He's like blonde hair.
Yeah, which is weird because he didn't have that as... In like as Khan originally in like the TV show. I guess they wanted like to say like, no, he's old now. He's got like gray hair.
Right, right.
But yeah, he is watching footage of himself, and we also saw that there's a young man in a hospital.
Yes.
Extremely. Who bad stuff's happening.
They got gored by a bull.
Yes.
Oh my god, this picture of young Ricardo Montalban. Gee, oh my god.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, dude.
I mean, yeah, like that's like in like the 50s when he was kind of like at his peak in Mexico. And you know, he was doing...
I'm just looking at this picture like, sheesh! I mean, he still kind of got it here, but like, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a different vibe.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's also, most recently I've watched him in he's in some of the later Planet of the Apes movies.
Sure.
And he's extremely good. This young man had been gored by a bull, the matador, Ricardo Montalban, sends everyone home except for the man's father, and he's like, listen, I know that your son is going to want to kill this bull when he comes back, but if he tries, he will die. We're gonna go kill this bull together.
Yeah, but also, like, yeah, like, the dad is, like... leaving. They've been like lifelong partners. He's like, I can't fucking look at you anymore after what happened.
Yeah.
And we're not going to find out what happened until the very end of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they go down to the ring and he has a tranquilizer dart.
Really extra on top of everything else to just break out a trank dart on
I think the best
guy.
Part is that he pulls it out of the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he set it up beforehand.
Yeah, he knew he was killing a guy today.
Yes. I mean, that's part of it, is that he knew that he wouldn't have a driver.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, very highly premeditated.
Yeah, you could not call this a...
No.
And so... Then he's just like, alright, you're gonna fucking die because of this bull.
Right, I'm just gonna unleash the bull while you're, like, drugged up in here, and this bull's gonna go fucking crazy on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, also, as he's, like, the guy's getting drugged, he's like, what are you doing? What's happening? What's going on?
Yeah.
This bull ring, there's also another little crossover with Peter Falk.
Oh.
This is where the finale of a movie called The In-Laws, it takes place.
Okay.
where Peter Falk is about to get killed by firing squad.
Jeez. Oh, you know what? When you told me the movie was called The In-Laws, that's not the kind of scene I imagined.
Not what I was expecting. I was really expecting more of a, you know, Meet the Parents type situation.
I was really excited to Meet the Parents. I'm trying to imagine Meet the Parents going so badly that it leads to a firing squad.
What? It's actually, it's a really great movie. It's Peter Falk and Alan Arkin.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, their kids are getting married, and so he's like, Alan Arkin's like, okay, I'll, you know, try to make friends with the dad. and the dad is Peter Falk, and about, like, 5 minutes after meeting him, Peter Falk's like, hey, here's the thing, I'm a CIA agent.
Okay.
I'm, like, a secret agent, and, like, I gotta go do this thing, can you help me? And Alan Arkin gets involved with it, and eventually, like, things are going so crazy, he calls, like, the government, and they're like, oh, yeah, that guy, he says he's an agent, he's not.
Oh. This movie sounds alright.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, because, like, then, like, Peter Falk, like, hears that, he's like, well, of course they would say I wasn't an agent, because they won't, they don't want to, you know.
Right. Of course they're going to disavow me.
Yeah. And so, like, it's the entire time, like, Alan Arkin is unsure if this guy is actually a secret agent or if he's just...
Right.
Insane. And, you know, Peter Falk is acting exactly like Columbo.
Right. Speaking of Columbo, he has gotten in a fender bender.
I like the cut between the guy, like, the bull, like, hitting him and then a fender bender.
Yes.
It's an idea, at least.
Yeah.
But then I hate the scene that comes after it.
Yeah, Columbo's rear-ended a guy. Everybody in town is furious at him. And nobody speaks English, so he's just like,
And it goes on forever.
And also the guy in the car is pretending like he, like, broke his fucking neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, the traffic was going, like, 5 miles an hour. We were in a traffic jam. I couldn't have gone that fast.
Yeah.
But, nevertheless.
I gotta get back to my wife. She's at the hotel. She's just off camera.
But yeah, the police get involved and impound Columbo's car. Even though he tries to be like, I'm a cop too, come on!
Yeah, and a cop shows up who speaks English.
Yes.
And it's like, hey, listen, I gotta go, you know, take care of this thing. Maybe if you, you come down with me, we can get this thing set up earlier. And he's like, oh, so you're blackmailing me.
No.
I do like they all know him because of the Cruise case.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty cute.
Yeah, that was because they were going to Apopoco.
Yes.
So, like, it made the Mexican newspapers that, like, oh, this American detective.
Yeah, I think this is the first time a Columbo episode is referenced in another Columbo episode.
I don't think so.
What else did happen?
There was one where Columbo was talking about how he wants to get into writing books and talks about how there was one where he had a case where a politician tried to make it look like someone tried to assassinate him.
Right. Yes, that's true.
This is also our second appearance of Frank Columbo.
Yes.
Where, like, last episode you were talking, Luke, of, like, we just saw Frank Columbo. Like, where was that? I'm like, well, it was only in the first episode. And he was like, no, we watched it recently. It was, like, a recent episode we just saw, and this is it.
Yep. I think this one does say Frank and not Framp, but I'm going to keep calling him Framp.
He's Framp. Yeah.
He's Framp.
And so, yeah, like, everyone, this guy is kind of excited to talk to Columbo and is like, oh, there's just this accident down here. We should have to go look it up. But I really want to talk to you, so yeah, come along. But this is like inviting a vampire into your house. You're inviting Columbo onto your case.
But this guy likes it.
Yes.
Yeah, he knows what he's getting.
This is not someone being like, oh, you just don't understand what's going on here, obviously. This is more Columbo being like, Here, step back. Let me show you how you solve a rich people case.
Yeah. The thing is that Ricardo Montalban is just one of the most respected men in Mexico.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Marlon, can I give you a little pitch on what something that may make you more interested in this?
I mean, sure.
What if he was a retired luchador?
I think that would make you more interested in this.
Yeah, I don't... That does nothing for me. I'm sorry. I don't care... The problem is, I just don't think the writers at Columbo don't do Columbo Goes to a New Place very good. I just don't think they're good at it.
I think this one's better than the London one.
It's, well, yes, hard to beat, hard not to beat, like, the molten core of the earth, yes. That episode is miserable.
Yeah.
But, like, this is fine, and, you know... Mr. Montalban does a great job in this episode, but I just don't think there's anything else going on in it.
No, there's not really. I think we've talked about this before. I think I just have a higher floor for Columbo than you do.
Right. It's not bad. We watched it again, and I was like, that was fine, but that's it.
Right. Like, I like a mid-Columbo more than you do.
Yeah, and also, the gotcha sucks.
The gotcha could be... I like the idea of the gotcha. I wish it was executed better.
I get what they're doing, and I get that I don't... You know, there's a part of me that doesn't get it, you know? Because, you know, it's a bullfighting... I don't know anything about this culture. I don't... You know.
Right.
But also, I just think it's... There's a lot of, like... Okay, I see where... Oh, we're piling clues up. I see. Okay, so we're gonna... So it's nothing. Okay, I see.
For me, it's that they do the gotcha, and then they do, like, 5 minutes of, like, oh my god, I've been caught. And I'm like, wait, what? What happened? Why is everyone acting like you just confessed? I don't understand. Right. What happened?
Right.
And then they have to, like, lay it out in detail.
They have to look at the camera. Yeah.
And, like, that, when you have to explain it that thoroughly, I think that maybe suggests that it was not conveyed that well.
I just don't think it's an interesting episode.
Anyway, there's an old-ass car.
Yes.
Yes, there's an old-ass car.
That the guy who got murdered is the driver for.
Right, because the murderer is... It's his car, but he has, like, a bad leg injury from the last time he did a bullfight in his life.
Yes.
And this is such an old car, and it's such a big car that, like, there is no power steering or anything. Like, you have to... really just use, like, your muscles to move this thing, and he's, like, not capable of doing that.
Yeah. I also think he just likes to get driven around.
I mean, yeah.
Because, yeah, like, that's part of it is, like, well, it was such a big deal for him to get driven around in this.
Right.
Yeah. Why did he drive this kind of normal-looking, you know, car?
Yeah.
Like, to an event. Because, the old car hasn't been touched in a couple days, but this newer car that, he just drove it last night.
Yeah.
He got asked for it to get prepared way earlier than what makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's a lot of learning about bullfighting. About how expensive the cows
bulls
are.
Bulls are very expensive, yes.
Yes. About breeding, about... and... All I've kind of known about bullfighting is more in, like, the protests against it and... all that stuff. Which, doesn't really get into, like, the rules and, like, the mythicism around...
Right.
...bullfighting. There's a... Columbo, most importantly out of all of this, finds a little tiny bit of wood from a lance.
Uh, I don't even, like, I know it's relevant, but I don't remember why.
I think it's got to do with, like...
Because...
It's because they can't find dude's lance, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
because the dad, you know, the kid's dad went down, and he just had a lance because, like, he wasn't actually ready to fight the bull.
Right.
And Ricardo Montalban grabbed all the bullfighting stuff, but he froze.
Yeah, I forget exactly what the lance splinter proves related to that, but that's right, what
that's part of the thing.
Yeah. Like, I guess we should say, like, the thing that happened was that Montalban got into the ring to fight the bull to save the kid, but his, like, PTSD from his last bullfight kicked in and he just completely froze up. And the other guy had to run in and save him and the kid from the bull. And that is such a severe destruction of Montalban's, like, image to that guy. It's such a blow to Montalban's ego that he was seen as, like, weak in the bullfighting ring.
Yeah.
That, like, that guy can never look at him the same way, and Montalban can't afford for anybody to know his shame, and that's why he kills him.
So, the other thing, like, was there nobody else there?
I guess not.
Because that seems unlikely given the staff of this place.
And, like, how he has to go to, like, special lengths to get everybody out of there to do the murder.
Right.
Yes.
Like, just doesn't make any sense.
The only thing I could say is that, like, could think of is that, you know, oh, everyone else was looking at the kid.
Sure, yeah, right. Someone just didn't notice.
But like, also, you know, it's a long scenario. It's right. Not like that happens in an instant.
Right.
Yes.
But also, yeah, this episode is like a lot of facts about bullfighting. I just don't care about bullfighting.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like one of the gotchas is a fact about bullfighting.
Right.
I do somewhat like the scene of where Columbo kind of gets this. You know, this guy was already on Columbo's side, but like Columbo convinces him that this is a murder.
Right.
This where he like lays out the earlier time discrepancy that I laid out.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I don't have an answer for that. There's no answer. You know, no answer would make sense for the facts we have. And he's like, exactly. He's like, oh, Columbo.
I like when they're first interviewing Montalban and Columbo just keeps like over the shoulder like, now, see, what I would ask him about at this point is...
Right. How much does that bull cost?
Like, just trying to coach him through. Listen, he's going to get thrown. It's going to sound like a weird question from a fucked up little guy when you ask him that, but that's what you want him to think.
That's what you want. Yeah, that's what you're looking for.
I just like that he's just getting, like, teaching this guy, you know, the secrets of Columbo.
Yeah. He's like, do you have a bigger coat? Can you not sleep for, like, 5 days?
Yeah. Right, and he's like, no, I have children for real.
Columbo almost gets hit by a baby cow.
Yeah, yep.
Then he ends up taking some hard liquor from this guy.
Yes. Right, the dude that's like manages the bulls or whatever. He's offers him his canteen, and Columbo's like, oh, thank you very much. And, like, almost just sort of does a spit take out of it because it's just hard liquor and not water.
Yeah.
Right, and
the part of this...
You go ahead.
Yeah, part of this will be, like, listen, this guy said it wasn't raining, but he seems like he's going to be drunk as a skunk 24/7.
Right. Yeah, because the rain ends up being another important clue for reasons I don't fully remember.
The rain is a clue because, like, the wind would have been too much for the muleta, and then they didn't put any... There was no water stains on it, which means that, you know, like, it couldn't have happened at that time because they would have done that. There's no water jug in the ring.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, and he wouldn't do it in the rain because that is, like, bad times to, you know, fight a bull.
Right, 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 right.
It wouldn't be, like, if he... You know, like, went out to fight that bull on purpose, and it was raining, he wouldn't do it just because he knew that would be too dangerous. And then that weather report also reveals that it was extremely windy that day, but there was no water.
Yeah, to weigh down the Mulatto, the right. Red.
Right, that's the thing he gets when he's at the cop's house, seeing his kids play bullfighting. Yeah. You gotta yes. wet it to make it heavier so it doesn't blow around in the wind erratically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bullfighting.
Bullfighting.
Yep. A lot of stuff about lances versus picks.
Yeah. And
yeah.
As someone who just watched this, I am also not 100% on.
I mean, it's just about what kind of tools were in the ring and when.
Right.
But he goes and talks to the guy's son.
Basically, the tools showing up aren't consistent with the guy
having gone
out to fight the bull solo while no one was there.
Yes, it doesn't. Yes. It doesn't match up. It doesn't make any sense for that thing to be in the ring versus the heavier pick.
The actual thing you would use to fight the bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, the guy's luggage was packed because he was ditching out.
Yeah, because he was gonna leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think Ricardo Montalban knew that.
No, he walks in on him packing at the beginning.
He walked in on packing, right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just he comes up with a bad lie when Columbo brings it up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, the maid must have done it. He, was gone on vacation. Well, your guy never went on vacation. I guess he was going to.
Yeah.
come on, man. You had time on this.
Yeah.
And then his kid is like, he doesn't go on vacation. Ever.
Yeah. Columbo goes to Ricardo Montalban's house and, finally got his car back. And the maid, shows up. And this is when Ricardo Montalban is like, fuck, Columbo?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah. You have no reason to be here. You have, you're an intruder in this place, in my home, in this country. Fuck off.
Yes.
And he goes, listen, I will fuck off. But someone's gonna show up at your door one day. And maybe they'll get your ass.
Yeah, that little speech where he's like, one day, someone's gonna show up at your door, and I don't know when, but he's like, get out of my house. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
Can't do. Yeah, this episode has moments, but
I like I like Montalban. He's a good actor. I agree with
you. He's a great actor. Great voice.
He should be in more of the episode. It needs to be more like him and Columbo going head to head.
I feel like there's more of his detective buddy or the cop buddy than there is the killer, and that is so extremely wrong for what they should be doing.
Sure.
Because, he goes and has little moments, and, it's kind of okay when he goes to talk to the other cop, but it's boring.
If I remember right from what Fabi was telling me last night, the cop is, a super famous, telenovela actor.
Oh,
so
sure.
Hey, we've got him here, we gotta get him on screen.
Right. And, he's good, but, every time they're talking...
Yeah,
nothing
it's less
happens.
That he's not good, and more that he's not being given an especially interesting job to do.
Yeah, there's no, no material.
He's just kind of there to be entranced by Columbo.
Which again, I do like. It's just that's not if you weren't casting somebody famous for it, you maybe would not give that role as much screen time.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that hurts the episode a lot.
Yeah, it hurts the episode a lot.
Well, that all makes more sense. Now all the pieces are starting to come together for me.
Right, right.
But, it doesn't make me like it more.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fair. I think even, we talked about it, the guy who, looks after all the oxen and is drunk.
Yeah.
I believe he is, a comedy star.
Oh, sure.
I think I've seen him before, but I don't know where. He looks really familiar.
Okay, I just looked it up. This was before Ricardo Montalban was in Star Trek, the Wrath of Khan.
Uh-huh.
So he was probably not as big a name in America.
In America,
well, I guess that
right.
makes sense, because this was like 7 years before the Wrath of Khan, now that I look it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
I think he looks better in this than he does in... You know, I said that, and then I was like, yeah, that's how time works.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's weird that he looks better in the earlier thing than the later thing. Wait, no, it doesn't. That's how it... That's
I got it backwards.
Yeah, he'd been in the Star Trek show, but...
Yeah.
I think this is still like kind of the middle period where the Star Trek show was not a big deal.
Right, sure.
Yeah, but it also, yeah, it... This is so hurt by so much of it just being like, we're doing a big twist with the motive.
Yeah.
Right.
That you can't investigate, like, you can't talk to, you know, Montabon too much and give the game away or whatever.
Yeah, I think from, like, a story structure perspective, making the motive the twist is maybe a bad call, because you know what is an important thing for understanding characters is motivations.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, like, I already know he killed this guy.
Right.
Like, you know.
Yeah. It's not a...
Yeah, and
where
there is
can...
no motivation at the beginning either. Like, it is completely unclear why this is happening.
Right, the final reveal is the motive.
Yeah.
It is not a kind of thing where you can, like, rewatch it and be like, oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, when we rewatched it, I had forgotten that there's that little, like, I don't even know, like, montage, I guess you would call it, at the beginning of, like, little snippets of what that scene was like.
Right.
But it doesn't tell you anything. There's nothing there.
The only thing that really gets colored is when he comes in on the victim, and the victim's like, after everything I've seen, I can't stay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's, like, the only, like, hand tip they give you. And, like, they could have just even had a bit where, like, when he goes to unleash the bull, he, like, freezes up for a moment before he, like, pops the latch or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of, like, hides behind the little thingy next to the gate a little bit, but not enough
but
to make you think, like...
But that's what you would normally do if you're trying to avoid a bull.
Right.
Yes, if you're trying to not get murdered by this bull, for sure.
We're talking about a big thing about Columbo is that he's a very, like, psychological detective. He thinks about, like, human behavior and, like, well, hold on, a person wouldn't behave that way. So him being able to suss out, like, little, like, poker tells that this guy has, like, trauma about bullfighting and, like unpicking that, you know, ball of twine over the episode would be really compelling, and it's not really what they do.
Yeah, it's not what they do at all.
Like, if you just pick up a lesson, like, wait, why'd he do that and not this?
Right, because even Columbo is like, I don't know why at the very
end. Right,
because
Columbo doesn't know about bullfighting, so
he doesn't know about this whole situation.
He can't pick up on tiny nuances like that.
Right. I think that's why all the Columbo going somewhere new episodes kind of suck.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Because, right, it needs to be Columbo looking at a situation and be like, well, hold on, why would this be this way? And when he's got to learn about how it normally works as he's going, that makes it, like... I'm sure you could do it, but it raises the challenge level of the writing to balance those two things.
Yeah, they have not found the way to make it work yet.
I don't think this is closer, you know, again, than the London episode, but...
This is closer than other ones, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think even, like, a really good way to put it is, like, when Columbo looks at the body, like, Ricardo Montalban said something like, oh, yeah, it's an intense what can, damage can cause, but he doesn't play it as someone who is traumatized.
Yeah, that should be a moment where, like, when he sees the wounds, that should remind him of his own injury and, like... give him a moment of, like, you know, silence or, like, you know, anxiety.
Yeah, if Columbo had been there when they looked at the body, maybe that would have helped.
Yeah.
Well, he looks at the body when it's, like, gets carted away in the ambulance. Like,
yeah.
No, I'm saying he doesn't see Montalban look at the body.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
If he's, like, trying to figure out why he had the reaction he did, that would probably help.
There are bits of the steps that I like, but I think it mainly just kind of falls apart because, like you're saying, Molly, it's less interesting to see Columbo learn about how things are supposed to be done, and then
right,
and like there have been cases of that, but it is usually something that the person, you know, watching can be more assured that they know. And so maybe for if you know a lot about...
Well, and because he does usually go and learn things. Like, you know, the Dick Van Dyke episode, it's like, teach me about photography. Okay, wait a second. But that doesn't make sense with this. It's that it's like, this is not just... like, a specialty skill or, like, a world of, like, experts that Columbo needs to learn about. It's, like, a different culture that he has to, like, come to understand. Yes. And it's, like, a cultural thing that motivates the murderer. And I think that is just a difficult thing to convey through Columbo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's just kind of hard for me to all... I know it exists, but...
Right.
Like, machismo as a...
Well, and it's also, like... I don't know who wrote this episode, and I don't, like, I'm not saying anything one way or the other, but, like, is this an episode about a bunch of Americans being like, you don't understand how Mexican people are about bull wrestling, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, yes, I probably, that's what I'm saying, I don't think I get it, you know? Yeah, like, I can't get it, I wasn't there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'll say, I don't necessarily know how much the writers get it or not, you know?
Right.
Maybe they get
it
dead on, maybe they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say that it looks like this guy only.
I think he only wrote this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
because I think I looked it up because I think he only did this one.
Right.
I do need to say that the other thing he wrote mostly for was a TV show called Super Train.
That's
hell
fact.
Yes.
The adventures of a nation spanning train and its passengers.
Now hold on a second. Now, hold on just one second, though.
He wrote 14 MacGyvers.
Oh.
I'm looking at the super train. This is a pretty cool-looking train.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his only credit on Columbo. Brad Radnitz.
Yeah, and that's a model, which I think is cool.
Yeah, yeah, that most of the shots are like, absolutely. Yeah, guys working on the model, so, yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, I just think it's
the series
really
takes place
fun.
On the Super Train, a nuclear-powered high-speed train that's equipped with amenities more appropriate to a cruise ship. It has luxuries such as a swimming pool, shopping centers, a gym, Now, okay, I'll say.
They just did Love Boat. They just did Love Boat.
Okay, yeah, I it's losing me immediately, because when you said a nation-spanning train... I was imagining a 3,000-mile-long train.
I was also
thinking that, but no, it's apparently
they mean
just
is
NYC
that it
to LA.
It's just a train that'll go across the nation.
Not what we're talking
That's
about.
That's less exciting to
Get
me.
Get it the fuck together, writers.
I thought that, like, Snowpiercer was a stealth remake of Super Train.
Dude.
No. I also, because, like, it would just be very funny if... They're like, yeah, this train is just, like, constantly running where, like, if the back gets to L.A. and the front gets to New York, and then it just goes...
Exactly.
If you want to get somewhere faster, you can walk through the cars.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
The train never stops, and, like, no one's boarded the train in decades. Everybody on the train was born on the train.
We're making a better show right
trade.
Now.
The
We're making
train
a way
is a
better
nation
show.
Unto itself.
Yeah, yeah, we gotta listen. We gotta start writing it down. Stop saying it on the podcast. We gotta go pitch this.
Anyway, Ricardo Montalban's a coward.
He has no swag. They stole his
mojo.
He looks
like he has swag, and yet the twist.
The twist is he has no swag. He's scared.
Yeah.
He can't fight a bull anymore because he got his whole fucking leg torn off by a bull.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fight bulls after that either, homie.
No.
Yeah. There's like a comment where he's like, oh, yeah, they asked me to go to the hospital, but I fucking fought that bull still.
Right.
Yeah, pretty sick.
And it's weird, too, that they frame it like the victim is horrified by his lack of machismo and not, you fucking froze up while my son was in mortal danger, and like that's why I've lost respect for you. I'm like, I think that's part of it, but that's not the part they emphasize.
Yeah, and also, like, it's scary, man. This fucking bull trying to kill people.
Right. Like, I would get it, like, yeah, my son was going to die and you just stood there. Like, whether that's fair or not, I would understand that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You just froze up like a bitch, though. That's different.
Yeah.
I'm a little less sympathetic to that line of thinking.
Yeah.
Yup.
But yeah, there's also like a little bit of like romance between the son and then Ricardo Montalban's daughter that doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah,
I was gonna say you say that, but like they kind of mention it and then nothing happens.
Right.
Yeah. She's at the
hospital one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then at the end, she's like yelling and crying first because it looks like he's about to. The son's about to die, and then because Ricardo Montalban's being taken away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really all that is.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, we glossed over some stuff, but that's it. Listen.
Yeah.
I watched this episode like a month ago because we were going to record it out of order. And then we had to, like, not do that, so this episode's not that fresh in my mind.
I watched it on Monday, or on Sunday. It's not very good.
I think it's fine. It's like a B-.
How would you know?
I watched it!
I know, I'm just being... I watched it more recently.
Oh, well, excuse me.
I watched it, like, an hour before we recorded, and it already is kind of escaping me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because nothing happens.
You guys want questions? We got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
From @CrashPants, Columbo's been to England. He's been to Mexico. So where do you want to see him solve a mystery? Personally, Camp Crystal Lake.
Los Angeles, please.
I think it would be fun to see him in New York.
Sure.
Yeah, but then I have to watch, like, 20 minutes of, like, Empire State Building footage and, you know, World Trade Center footage at the time.
20 minutes of Columbo climbing stairs because the elevator's out in a high-rise building.
I just know it's going to be miserable. But, no, New York might be fun. I don't know.
Yeah. There's been a murder at the Mad Men offices.
I'm just saying, 1970s New York, you know there's some crimes going on.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. As far as I can tell, there's always crimes in New York.
Right. Yeah, I feel like in the 70s, they talked about New York the way people talk about, like, Chicago today.
Yeah. Well, like, the way people talk, like, even, like, Seattle.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, now it's all those left-leaning states. They're full of crime.
Well, you guys abolished all of the police, right? So obviously you're full of crime now.
Yeah, despite the fact that they all got so many raises, it's not funny.
Huh? But they got abolished.
Yeah, they got abolished, except for I'm still paying them,
I thought we defunded the police.
Yeah,
we abolished paying the police less.
That's true. We did do that.
From @ArcaneCrystal, you're on a 60-hour flight. You have no books or entertainment devices. You are not tired enough to sleep. How do you mentally survive?
When we have no entertainment devices, does that include, say, a notebook?
I will allow notebook.
I think I could write a little story in 16 hours.
Yeah, probably.
That'd be my go-to.
I mean, listen, I'll be honest with you. Probably nothing. I die on that flight. I don't know.
She gnawed her own arm off, and, like, it wasn't stuck anywhere.
I've taken a 14-hour flight before, and, like, it sucks, even when you have entertainment devices. So, you still have to sit in those shitty plane seats for 16 hours.
I've had the longest flight I've taken is maybe 5 hours, and that was torture.
When I flew to Ireland.
Yeah.
That was a long day.
That is my biggest thing about, like, traveling, like, internationally. Like, I don't know about taking, like, a 23-hour flight to Australia, guys.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
Long way to go.
Yeah.
I would just imagine all my little wrestle OCs wrestling in my head.
Sure.
And then I'd eventually go insane.
Yeah.
From @ScarChomp, what's the biggest animal you think you can beat in a fight?
Biggest animal I could beat in a fight?
I mean, there's probably some very large animals who are very docile.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, the sunfish is...
Oh, sure. You're right. I could fuck up a sunfish.
Like, which is, like, it's extremely big and is, like, half made of, like, useless meat so people could just pick off on it.
I was gonna say, yeah, I feel like you could probably just, like, grab it in two hands and tear it like a sheet of paper.
That's fucked up, but probably true.
Do you know how big an ocean fish is, Molly? Or sunfish?
No.
God damn.
I'm Googling it. It looks large.
Yeah, they're big.
Size is not in the overview. What's going on? Between 247 and 1,000 kilograms. That's big-ass fish.
There it is next to a person.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, all right.
That
I
looks
guess
fake.
My paper-ripping
theory
I don't think is going to happen, no.
Yeah, but I think you could punch that thing
But
enough
I do think I could win in a fight, yeah.
I think I could beat it in a fight, but
mostly because it doesn't have any appendages with which to fight me.
It would kind of have to whip me with its tail fin. And
yeah, which I don't think it's got that kind of dexterity.
Yeah, I don't know, I guess.
Yeah. From videos I've seen, it seems like it does not.
Yeah.
But yeah, because like if... Listen, I could maybe take a cat.
Sure. I could... I like, could yes.
Yeah.
Like, people have had this discussion. Like, if this is a fight to the death, I'm killing that cat.
Right, totally.
But if, like, a cat just, like, rolls up on me and...
If the cat has the drop on you.
Yeah, and it's, like, I'm just either gonna, like, run away or just, like, go limp. Like,
I'm thinking about a chapter from, like, later on in Dungeon Meshi that's gonna be a while before it's animated.
Yeah.
But I think you know what I'm talking about, Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also just thinking of the Stephen King short story where an assassin is hired to kill a cat. It's like, he's like, wow, easy, and then it is not easy.
That's just a Home Alone premise. Stephen King was trying to get some of that Home Alone money.
It goes to places.
So does Home Alone!
I mean, yeah, but not the places that this goes. The cat ends up, like, going down his mouth and eating out of his stomach.
Sure, of course it does.
Yeah, because Stephen King's a weirdo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that, like, list that someone has made where it's, like, increasingly large animals and whether guys or girls think that they can win against it in a fight.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's see, Googling animals to fight. I do not want cookies. Thank you.
Yeah. What? I have it right here.
Sometimes it's like some people think they could fight a grizzly bear, and they're wrong. Like, yeah. No, you couldn't. You're lying to me.
Okay, this
somebody
one
somewhere could maybe fight a grizzly bear, but I don't really believe it.
This one is British people versus Americans.
Yeah,
I realized that after, but. I really love all the people that say that they can fight a lion.
Yeah.
No, you can't. I know it's less than 10% of you, but all stop. No, you can't.
Now, I see that, like, Americans are more confident versus every animal. I really wish there was one on here that British people were more confident about.
Yeah, I wish they had one, but they don't.
Yeah. British, like, only half of British people think they could beat a goose. Come on.
I don't know.
Geese are kind of fucked up, man.
I'm not coming out of it unscathed. I'm going to be fucked up, but that goose will be dead.
Yeah, you grab it by the neck and you're pretty much
it's
good to go,
neck.
I feel
it's
like.
It's all
yeah.
snappable neck.
Yeah, I feel like you just grab that and you're fine.
You snap into that baby like a Slim Jim.
I found the Woman in Men one, and this one does have some flips that are fun.
Let's see.
Including more women think they can beat a lion than men.
That's the only one, actually.
Yeah,
I just think that any dude who's like, yeah, I could kill a wolf, I'm like, I don't believe you. Barehanded?
Yeah, no, you can't.
You're fucking lying. No, you can't. King Cobra? That one I can buy, okay?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, I can see the snake argument.
I like the large gap on that one, though.
Yeah,
it is a large
yeah.
gap on the King Cobra one.
Because if you're bit by the King Cobra, you're done, right? Like, that's...
Is it a venomous snake? I don't really know my snakes.
Don't know if it's the poison one or if it's the one that just like slithers, like, you know, like chokes you to death.
I think that's
it is venomous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Extremely venomous.
All these dudes who are like, yeah, I could fight a chimpanzee. No, you fucking can't.
I think I could probably fight a king cobra to a draw. I think we're both dying on that one. Because I think I'm not dodging getting bit, but I think I am crushing its head as it bites me.
I think once you know the tech, the crocodile fight is a lot easier than it looks.
Yeah, but you gotta know that tech. Like, it's not enough to just watch somebody do it.
No,
you need
no,
to,
no,
like,
no, you
know
have to
it.
Practice.
Yeah.
I don't know, if that tiny cat in Australia or whatever can kill a bunch of stuff, why can't I?
Now, do you think you could take that cat?
No, fuck no. That cat's too small for me. See, that's the thing. I would try and get it, and I would fall over like a buffoon, and
it's
it would
like
murder
Shadow
me
the Colossus.
Instantly. Yeah, it would. Yeah. I would be dead instantly.
Yeah.
And it would just, like, fucking, like, rip you down your, like, center as you fall.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's, I would be bisected.
Eagle is on here. I'm under the understanding that eagles kind of suck and are stupid. And kind of have an outsized reputation for being, like, a really cool predator bird.
I think that's true.
Yes.
Like, a hawk, fucking forget it. You're done.
Yeah, I think we could fight an eagle.
An eagle we might be able to handle.
I think we can. Do I get... Can I wear gloves?
I think you gotta be naked as the day you were born, just like the eagle is.
Oh, naked as the day I was born. Maybe not, then.
Yeah.
I feel like you need a little protection.
I think the eagle gets armor if you get armor, is the thing.
What kind of... yeah.
That's only
fair. Have you not seen the hit movie Owls of Ga'Hoole?
Then again, you could make the counter-argument. The eagle, you know, evolved those, you know, precise eyes, those, like, deadly talons. We evolved the ability to make armor.
Yeah, I evolved tools.
It's
that's
not
what...
our fault the eagle didn't spec into chainmail.
Yeah, that's... We need to move on.
You can get a couple levels of medium armor, and then you're way more survivable.
I don't know. I think we could go for another hour on this.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I've said this multiple times on this podcast. I am A-okay with hunting, but you have to do it hand-to-hand. If you want to have, like, stuffed... and mounted animals in your house.
Yeah.
You need to do
shooting
that
them.
Shit.
Yeah.
I think I would be relaxer for subsistence hunting, but if it's like big game trophy hunting, no, I'm with you.
Yes.
Like, are you proud of? Wow, yeah, you shot a thing in the head.
A large creature. Great work.
Yeah.
You shot a creature that's really hard to miss. Good job.
Yeah. No, yeah, like, listen, for sustenance hunting, yeah, definitely, I understand.
Right.
You have to eat how you can.
Gotta eat. Life only happens at the cost of death on this bitch of an earth.
Yes. But yeah, listen, all of the hunters I know are big game mounting and stuffing guys.
Yeah.
That I'm like, nah, hey, listen, with like a bear or something, I'll let you have a knife.
How many hunters do you know?
A lot of my relatives
Florida.
In Ohio.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, Ohio. I forgot about the Ohio part.
Yeah. And also, like, a lot of them, like, do actually have, like, problems with actual, like, wild animals on their farm.
Sure, they have 30 to 50 wild boars. I get it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah. All right. From Actual Fox Lexi, the episode kind of feels like one of the writers just wanted an excuse to go to Mexico and see some bullfighting.
Yes, true.
What Columbo plot would you come up with as a thinly veiled excuse to go enjoy a personal interest?
Ooh.
Columbo goes down to a southern state to investigate a murder at a pro wrestling event.
Right, yeah. That.
Columbo and Evo?
Columbo and Evo!
Oh!
Let's go! Fuck yeah, dude!
Now, Sonic Fox, I can't help but notice you said everyone saw you at the after party, but actually, people only ever saw your fursuit. You never took it off all night. So I gotta wonder, was that really you under there?
You say Oki. What is that?
You know that the, like, the final scene would be, like, Columbo, like, hey, I know you'll beat me, but, can we just have a short one-on-one just for fun? And then, like, he, as Columbo's explaining how he got, is getting this guy, and eventually Columbo does, like, a KO.
Yeah.
Yeah, Columbo gets a win. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
And, like, the guy, like, throws down the his, you know, thing and it shatters it. Like, that's the freeze frame.
Right.
Snapping the fucking fight stick over their knee.
Yeah.
You'd have, like, a concept artist showing Columbo that they're putting Columbo into, like, the game as the next DLC fighter.
Yeah!
Yeah, Luke won this one.
Columbo at the Magic the Gathering Pro Tour would just be boring. Sorry.
Yeah.
Trying to think of anything else I would do. I wouldn't even go to the Pro Tour. That's the fucking problem.
I mean, Columbo at a baseball game probably actually happens.
Oh, Columbo at the baseball. Well, he did the football episode already.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'll bet he goes to a baseball stadium before this is over.
Oh, man.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I'm always just surprised that there hasn't been more, like, murder mysteries at conventions.
Yeah.
That just seems like, you know, it's all these people from all over the country or the world.
Yeah.
It's like this very insular community, usually.
Right.
There'd be some fun stuff going on. Anyway.
When did Ren Fairs take off? I wonder if Columbo goes to a Ren Fair.
Ooh.
I think Columbo
probably... It feels early for a Ren Fair, but I don't know.
Yes. Or if there are Ren Fairs, they are not what they are now.
Right.
Yeah, no Ren Fair Columbos.
The Renaissance Fair, as we know it, began in 1963 in California.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it was popular.
No, I know. I'm just saying, it could have happened if they had any vision.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, like, there are, like, comic book and furry conventions in the 60s, but they're
right,
not.
Right.
From R/Columbo, missed positions. What are some positions of power that a Columbo killer should have had? Here's a few of my ideas. Okay. Corrupt boxing judge, wrestler owner, video game publishers. That's the entire list. Like, come
I mean,
on,
you read some of those stories about fucking, like, the Atari studios back then.
Yeah.
That could have been a good setting for a Columbo episode.
Yeah, I always just think that someone needs to make, like, a crime series that is based around a wrestling territory.
Right. Really? You think that?
Yeah, weird. From @Pinmon, what death on a job would you want to turn into a murder mystery plot, i.e. a plumbing accident leads to Luigi choking on a U-bend?
His name is Luigi Mario.
I think this is a legally distinct Luigi. It's Luigi, and Mario Luigi.
So what occupational accidents could be, like, secret murders?
I feel like you get some crazy welding ones.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you hear about how, like, Garbage Collector is secretly, like, one of the most dangerous jobs there is.
Yeah.
If a dude got picked up by the little arm that picks up, like, the fucking garbage cans
there
and,
like,
puts them in the thing.
Yeah.
I want someone to drug a truck driver.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a good sentence just to say and have out there.
I was about to say one that I realized is basically just a Phoenix Wright plot, but you slip some, like, poison into a drink in a kitchen so that a waiter serves the poison drink to somebody and implicates themselves instead of the real killer.
Oh. Because
it's the waiter that gave him the poison. Surely they're the one that poisoned it.
Yeah. Man, fix right.
Yeah.
Then from Smoothie Tootie, what country's cute cuisine do you think Columbo would enjoy? I mean, we don't see it, but I think he would enjoy Mexican cuisine.
Sure.
I think all of them, unless you tell him what it is.
Right.
Yes. He would definitely not like Scottish ones.
Right. It's so weird how many jokes there were in kid shows when we were growing up about haggis.
About haggis, yeah.
Some animator at, like, Hanna-Barbera had a real stick up their ass about haggis.
I feel like it's just something that, like, crossed over at, like, a certain time.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone in America heard about haggis and everyone was like, ew!
Right, right.
Like, there, and we've had some of it come up, but there is, like, a decade of jokes about sushi.
Yes.
And, like, wow, like, that, what a weird thing. Like, how gross is that? It's uncooked fish.
Sure, because it's been a while since I've seen any of those. Isn't haggis just, like, sheep organs, like, boiled in a sheep's stomach?
Yes.
Composed of liver, heart, lungs of a sheep, or other animal, minced and mixed with beef or mutton, seasoned with other stuff. This seems fine.
That sounds fine. Why is that gross? Yeah.
I think it's because it's in the sheep's stomach.
Like, and they sausages boil are made out of, like, original sausage casings are, like, intestines.
Yeah, I know, but yes. People don't want to think about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. Yeah, no, it's stupid.
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally, but I think it is the turducken situation of it.
Like, yeah, but people don't get grossed out by turduckens.
Yeah, I know. That's yeah. Dumb. They should. But yeah, that's it for questions.
All right. Luke, where can find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at SSJ Speed Racer. You can find me on other shows on audioentropy.com, primarily Eidolon Playtest, the award-winning actual play podcast that I GM. It consists of two campaigns, Eidolon Disco, Eidolon Ska, about mystery solving teens. Things are going places on those shows. You should go catch up if you haven't lately.
Yeah.
Some stuff has been happening on
some
both of those shows.
Some stuff has been happening.
They sure have.
I had to go hunting for Ronald Reagan quotes to put into the mix into the episodes.
Yeah. Dire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Ashley, we're going to find you on the internet.
You can find me at @yourlibrary_Twitter, dash on Tumblr. You can also find me at patreon.com/AshleyLeeMinor.
Give Ashley fucking money.
Give Ashley your fucking money.
You can find me at @yourfriendmolly, @YER, at twitter.com, also on cohost.org, you know, hanging out there. You can find me at audioentropy.com, idmail.com, thesecondbestgame.club. That journal update on Alan Wake is out. You can listen to that. And go to audioentropy.com, hit the donate button in the upper hand corner, give us a little money for hosting for the website, please. Thank you. Yeah. Please do. And also leave us a review, places. I don't just review us good. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Ashley, get us out of here.
Until next time, one more thing.
What's that?
Hola.
Shouldn't it be adios? We're at the end.
Ah, yeah, sorry. Adios!
Dog.